Hi, I'm Rita Smith, registered dietitian at Martha Jefferson Hospital. Welcome to Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm so glad to be able to spend time with you discussing current topics in food, nutrition, health, and disease prevention. This segment is not intended to diagnose, provide medical advice, or prescribe treatment. For that, you need to see your healthcare provider. Today, I'd like to talk about the newest guidelines from the American Academy of Pediatrics for healthy kids and their thoughts about providing healthy meals and raising healthy children. As you would imagine, there is a concern across all health organizations about children who are being raised with very little activity and who have pretty significant weight issues. 25% of children are overweight or obese. So we're worried about some of the health issues that kids are getting from that extra weight, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and even type 2 diabetes. Allergies are sort of at a peak. Asthma is going through the roof. And there's a lot of research that shows there's a connection with lifestyle. So as parents, you have a lot of control over what happens in your household with food choices and with activities. So here are some of the guidelines and meal tips from the American Academy of Pediatrics. At the top of their list is a reminder that you need to serve breakfast and your kids need to eat breakfast. And I'll tell you what, if you as a parent are not eating breakfast, chances are your kids are not going to want to eat breakfast. It might be a struggle. So it's very helpful if you're modeling that behavior. In the cereal department, there is a guideline from the American Academy of Pediatrics because this is often a very easy breakfast to serve your children. And so they're recommending that the sugar content would be 10 grams of sugar per serving or less, and to have at least 2 grams of fiber or more. Many of the cereal companies have made adjustments in the nutritional content of the cereals. In the past 5 years, they've slowly been reducing the sugar. So an example would be Cheerios. It has only 1 gram of sugar in it, and it has 3 grams of fiber. So that's one that a lot of kids enjoy. And then they're also recommending to have fruits and vegetables very frequently offered to your children, at least 5 servings a day or more. And to, you know, as a parent, I think building them into the meals is probably the easiest way to go. So when your child has cereal in the morning, you slice up a banana on it. When you pack their lunch, you put in a little container of natural applesauce. When you have dinner at night, you have a nice in-season fruit cup that you put right on the dinner table. And the kids just realize that fruit is part of every meal. And the same would go with vegetables. So in that lunch pack, you might have a little baggie with assorted raw vegetables. And at night, you always have either a cooked vegetable or a side salad. It is surprising to me in the work that I do with nutrition counseling how many parents forget the vegetable and the fruit at dinner. And you really need to make sure that's part of your menu and that your kids grow up with that. Okay, additional nutrition tips from the American Academy of Pediatrics for raising healthy children. Serve fish often. That often is described as at least 2 times a week you want to have fish. And this is beyond fish sticks. So having fish in a variety of forms, cooked a variety of ways, put it on the grill, bake it, poach it in milk, cut it up into cubes, stir fry it, make salmon patties out of it. There's so many different ways to do fish. And you've just got to serve it because your kids aren't going to learn to like it if it's not on the table. You want to really restrict the sugary drinks for your children. Water and milk, low-fat milk, skim or 1% are recommended once children are over the age of 2 years. And that means sodas, Kool-Aid, punch drinks, sports drinks. You really don't want to have in the house as a regular drink for your children. The guideline from American Academy of Pediatrics and the Heart Association is to have low-fat dairy products, and so that's from milk to cheese to yogurt. Make sure you have regular meal and snack times for your kids. Kids love routine, so it's very helpful to have regularity with meals. Breakfast is usually at 7. They have their time frame for lunch at school. Snack when they come home from school. 1.5 hours later is your dinner at 6 or 7, whatever your time is, but they can count on it. They look forward to it. Be sure to have some family meals in the day as best you can with everybody's busy schedule. There's a great advantage to doing that. And then, okay, this is kind of a crazy little tip, but it's so practical. How about not buying unhealthy foods? It really helps to not have things in the cupboards that you don't want the kids to eat. So it's very hard to have chips in the cupboard and then say, you know what? You shouldn't be snacking on them. So just stock up with really healthy foods and maybe keep some of those unhealthy foods to a minimum. There are a lot of lifestyle habits that are important for families to raise healthy, normal weight children. So other tips for the American Academy of Pediatrics are to limit fast food, takeout food, and eating out to have more meals based at home. You can totally control what you're serving. And they also suggest limiting screen time to less than 2 hours a day and to have at least 1 hour of physical activity built into the day for your children. And then probably the most important thing is for parents to be a good role model for eating, having regular exercise, and to have adequate rest time. Well, that's it for today. Now, just a reminder, you can check out my weekly blog at marthajefferson.org. Click on Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm on Facebook at Rita Smith, Registered Dietitian. Until next time, this is Rita Smith reminding you to enjoy your eating and to eat well.
I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life gets kind of boring, need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red from all the truth that I've said. Come by it honestly.